So our Bible reading today is taken from Mark 10, verses 46 to 52. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. He shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
Thanks, Claire. Father's Day, thinking about role models, and thanks to the wonderful video that we saw the children make earlier, their examples, their thoughts around what a role model looks like in their life, and thanks to the wonderful Bible video, I think I've got a better idea of what role models look like, and I may move away from my sausage role model that I made literally this morning. So it's really interesting, and I just want to say this morning, before I go into, and I'm not going to talk for long this morning, for you role models out there, particularly you men on Father's Day, keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep showing that next generation the important stuff of life, the values that they need to keep going forward. And that's for you guys at home. That message is exactly the same. Keep on going. You're doing a fantastic job, and there is such a need, as we've already heard this morning. As a parent, as a youth worker, I sat down this week with this talk in mind and thought, I'm going to come up with a magnificent example of being a perfect role model. It's not going to be hard. I'm going to sit down. It's going to roll off the tongue. I'm going to find a situation. I might have too many to think of. And I thought, I could just put them all down on paper and I can deliver this talk to you this morning about me being a perfect role model. And the longer I sat, the harder that task became. Because all I could think of were the times where I've got it really, really wrong. Those times where I've really screwed it up, where I've really messed up my role as being a parent or a youth worker. So more for you for sending your young people to us for 5 years while I've been in charge. But I could just think of these times where I got it really wrong. And the things that I kept coming back to was thinking about homeschooling during lockdown. Remember that time when we were all really enthusiastic about homeschooling during lockdown? That went really quickly, didn't it? But at the start of lockdown, I was really enthusiastic about it. I had the opportunity to teach my children at home, and Imogen was upstairs doing her online lessons, and Joshua, my son who has autism, has the sensory needs, and I thought I could really spend some time meeting some of his needs. I thought, I know what I'm going to do on the first week. He loves playing with water. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take one of these massive washing baskets, and I'm going to fill it with water, and I'm going to put things in it, and I'm going to set a station up and he can play with it. It's going to be fantastic. I'm going to be winning at lockdown parenting. So I set the station up. The bowl was in the middle. It was full of water. He then had a foam station here, which he could put his toys in, cover them all in foam, put them in the water, wash it off. Then there was a towel and he could dry. He was going to love it. I was so excited. So I took the first toy and I sat down with Joshua and we messed it up. We put loads of foam on it and he found it fascinating. We put it in the water. We washed it off. He loved it. We put it on the towel. We dried it. We put it to one side. Everything was good. He took the next toy. He repeated exactly what I did. Winning at lockdown parenting was I in that moment. It went on and on for a few minutes. And the phone rang. And for some reason I walked away, thinking everything was okay. He knows what he's doing. I've been a good role model this morning. And I put the phone down after being on the phone. And I sat down and kind of forgot what he was doing. And I don't know if you've ever been in the other room when the sound of a gallon of water hits your floor. Oh. 45 minutes later, I was mopping up the amount of water that you see in there. I was not winning at lockdown parenting at that time. We get it wrong, don't we? As role models, we get it wrong. Even when we think we're getting it right, we get it wrong. But I didn't learn. A week later, I had another idea. And we painted a card. We did some hand painting on a card. We were doing red painting. It was lovely. We had this big piece of paper out. And Joshua was doing handprints. We were loving life. We finished the painting, and I took the pots that we were using, the paintbrushes, and I thought, I'm removing them in case there's an issue. And I went and washed them up. I was so pleased with how I was doing. I text Louise, and I said, oh, you should see how happy he's been this morning. I'm winning at lockdown parenting. I was winning so much that I sat down and had a cup of tea. As I heard him playing beautifully in the next room. Beautifully, happily, giggling, winning at lockdown parenting I was. I even went for the biscuits. I was winning that much. Lockdown parenting completed it, mate. Absolutely completed it. And then I went to get him and found that I'd left oil-based red paints. That floor had been laid that week. That wall had been painted that week. And the paint is still there for all to see. 45 minutes later, I was still cleaning up the paint. I was not winning at lockdown parenting. I was not being I felt like I wasn't being a great role model. But over time, I realised, isn't that what being a good role model is all about? Isn't it seeing a need? And even though we get it wrong more often than not, we keep asking the question. We keep asking, can I do something for you? What can I help you with? Jesus asked in that story that Claire read for us. Keep asking the question. That's what being a good role model is. What can I do for you? No matter how many times we mess it up, no matter how many times we get it wrong, we have to keep asking the question. Jesus didn't just fix the problem. He asked a question that empowered the person he was asking. What can I do for you is better than can I just fix that for you? And as role models, we must keep asking that question. What can I do for you? And this morning we've heard there is a great need for that question to be asked in our society, so much more than it already is. Lads needs dad are asking that question of young men regularly, and they need help from others. Maybe you don't feel equipped to support that project. I'm going to tell you, you are. As role models, as long as you've got the heart to ask that question, what can I do for you? There is a role to play in you bringing up young men in this society. Being a role model sometimes looks like 45 minutes later, mopping up water from your floor. Sometimes it looks like having to explain to your wife when she gets home from work why the new floor is pink, not how she left it. But it's keeping on asking the question, what can I do for you? Happy Father's Day. Happy Role Models Day to all of you role models here and at home.